Thank you and good morning. Humboldt Bay Fire responded to a report of smoke coming from the roof of Bonamini's Market on Little Fairfield Street in Eureka on Saturday morning. Arriving units found smoke and a small fire in the corner of the roof near the business sign. Firefighters reached the scene of the fire and removed the ceiling and roof tiles to extinguish the blaze. The store suffered some water damage, but there were no injuries reported. The fire was quickly extinguished, and the cause appears to have been an electrical short near the sign. Last week, Senator Mike McGuire announced that he had secured $1 million to be used by the city of Eureka to construct the Eureka Waterfront Trail, and now the city could secure additional funding from state parks. Eureka could receive $300,000 from the Land and Water Conservation Program that would be used to remove and recycle four concrete buildings in the Palco Marsh. Greenway Partners wrote the grant request for the city, and the money, if awarded, will be used to construct the 6.3-mile waterfront trail, expected to be completed in 2018. A Humboldt County jury found Jonas Seymour guilty of second-degree murder following a trial last week, and Seymour now faces 15 years to life in state prison when he is sentenced on July 27th. Seymour was part of a group of suspects who forced their way into a residence in April of 2015 and attacked the sleeping victim, David Ganfield, with a baseball bat, inflicting life-threatening wounds that would later claim Ganfield's life. In the course of the investigation, Seymour was identified as one of the suspects and was taken into custody, where he has remained throughout his trial. Another suspect identified in the attack on Ganfield, Nick Johnson, was tracked down to a house on Pine Street in Eureka in January by DA investigators. As officers closed in, Johnson emerged from the residence armed with an AK-47 and began firing wildly. Investigators returned fire and wounded Johnson, who was taken into custody and who will face trial for his alleged role in Ganfield's death. Other suspects remain at large. A Concord, New Hampshire man is fighting extradition to Mendocino County, where he will face homicide charges for his role in the death of Timothy Sweeting during a physical altercation on Tuesday, May 17th at a residence near Covelo. New Hampshire State Police arrested Joshua Ruff last Monday after they were contacted by detectives from Mendocino County. Investigators suspect that Ruff had gotten into a physical altercation with Sweeting and repeatedly hit him in the head with a blunt object and caused injuries that led to Sweeting's death. Ruff then allegedly fled the scene in Sweeting's truck, which was later located about a mile from the scene of the killing. Ruff had rented a U-Haul and returned to New Hampshire. Investigators believe that Ruff had disposed of Sweeting's body, which has still not been recovered, and he's being held in jail without bail while the extradition process plays out. In anticipation of heavy traffic this weekend, motorists traveling on Highway 101 just south of Standish-Hickey State Park in Mendocino County should anticipate minor delays. Caltrans has set up a temporary traffic signal in the area as they begin to repair damage caused by slide activity. Motorists are urged to use caution when transiting the area and be prepared for traffic delays. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Jordan Christmas has Our Community News.
In this month's Our Community News, we have turned the focus to the impact that state and federal money has on the cities and towns along the Wild Rivers coast of Oregon and in Northern California. Those timber-rich counties were able to do just fine with regular timber harvest and the maintenance of associated businesses, but the drop-off of logging in the 90s changed things dramatically. That's when federal funding came into play, Secure Rural Schools funding and PILT payments specifically, and over the course of the past 30 years, those dollars have steadily dried up as well. In 1990, Curry County received just over $7.3 million in Secure Rural Schools funding, money that was used for schools and roads, and funding that became an integral part of the annual budget for the county. By 2014, that funding had dropped to just over $2 million, and along with suspended PILT payments, it left a big hole in the local economy. The loss of federal funding meant a loss of services provided by local governments and had a profound effect on the economic health of our communities.
It's Memorial Day weekend. That means law enforcement will have increased patrols during their maximum enforcement period across the county. Studies show that Memorial Day is one of the busiest holiday weekends during the year, and it's also one of the most dangerous for those traveling on highways. The number of serious injuries and fatalities have shown an increase over the last 3 years. Motorists are encouraged to use caution and to anticipate increased traffic when they travel on local highways. And that's the news on this Memorial Day Monday. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.